Welcome to the Uncapped Photographer Podcast, the podcast for any photographer ready to uncap their income and offerings and build the business and life they've dreamed of without the burnout. I'm Krista, a wife, mom, and photography coach. With 10 years in the industry, I'm here to share my strategies that brought my business from burnout to multi-six figures. Now, I educate photographers how to uncap their business structure and hit bigger goals than they knew possible. I'm here to give you the clear and concise actions I took to reach this higher level without shooting every evening or weekend. Whether you're just getting going or already established but ready to hit that next level, let's dive on in. Okay, guys, I'm so excited. So one of my best friends, Morgan, is back. We have had her on the podcast before, so go and check that episode out if you just search for her name. And Morgan and I, we just generally chat, Morgan, about all the things photo-related, print-related, product-related, business-related, like just organically.
Yep. Well, the reason we do that, Krista, is because so much – and people will hear this too if they go back and listen to the other episode – but so much of this like photography journey of us working together I feel like has almost been in sync. Like we've been able to walk alongside each other. And that has been like so much of a huge help, because here's the deal. Like this is not easy. It's not simple. But if you have the right guiding and the right coaching and the right mentorship, it's possible. And it's not only possible, but like you will flourish. Like if this is what you want to do, it is attainable. And so I feel like you and I are coming from a place of, okay, we're doing this. We love it. We're still learning. We're still growing. We're still adapting. But we're in a place where it's like, okay, I feel like we worked really hard and now we kind of get to see like the fruit of our labor in a way.
Yeah.
And when that happens, I don't know about you, but like I'll get on social media and I'll see another photographer or even just a small, it doesn't even matter the business, but I'll see someone hustling really hard. And I just want to be like, keep going. You're doing great, especially for photographers, you know, getting away from shoot and burn. It's like, it is worth it. Keep putting in the work. Like I am over here cheering you on. And I don't think we're coming from a place of like, look at us, we made it. But we are putting in that work. And so we want to look three steps behind at the girl who's like, okay, I think I can offer products. I think I can do reveal sessions. Yeah. I think I can do this. And we're saying like, girl, you got this. Like keep going. It's possible. And what can we do to help? So I'm excited to just talk all about all of this, because even what you and I are doing practically is different in some ways.
Right.
But it's tailored to our personalities and even more to our clients that we're serving. So I'm excited to chat.
And one cool thing about what we do, Morgan, is like it only goes uphill, right? Like there's not a cap on it, at least. Right. And I tell my students that for myself, the students that I coach really closely, your average in income just goes up year to year. And you Morgan,
What I'm thinking, someone should start a program actually called Uncapped, because we can't cap it.
Probably trademark it before someone listens to this. And
I know. It's good.
Oh my goodness. I know. Thank goodness someone made that. But Morgan, like I think back over our journey, and again, I think why the shift to being product focused is so important is a lot of photographers hit that wall where they realize like something's got to change here. Like this isn't going to work. This is not sustainable. And Morgan, I think that comes at different times. Like for you, I think it was for you when you wanted to go full time.
Yeah.
For me, you know, and quit your teaching job, but like make sure income-wise you were there. And my daughter's with me, so she's going to be in the background.
We love it.
You know, I think for myself, again, it was that realization of like my career, right? Like still similar of like, I want to do this. I'm serious about this. I'm not going to go work for somebody else at this point. Like this has to work. So yeah. Kim, you can pause this.
almost the mindset of like – you're at a point where it's like, this cannot fail. I have to make this work. And mine was similar too, but it's also like, I really want this to work, but that means I'm going to have to put in the work. I'm going to need to hire a professional. Like I'm going to need someone to teach me how to do this.
Let's talk about that, Morgan. So I think one thing that would be really cool if we talked about, when is the best time to hire a coach?
Yesterday.
What do you think about that? What are your thoughts?
I think that it could be different for different people, but overarchingly, I would say when you are showing interest in a particular thing, that is the time to then say, I mean, I think about anything that I'm enjoying in life or something that I want to do. Like I, so crazy example. Yeah. I went through like a sourdough journey phase and I still have my starter upstairs. I'm still baking sourdough bread. It's fun for me. But when I first started wanting to learn how to do that, what did I not do? I did not just buy the ingredients and go in my kitchen and be like, all right, well, I'm just going to do this. No, that would have been crazy. I didn't know how to create a starter. I didn't know the rules. I didn't know how to change it out every day and wait a week before I could bake with it. I didn't know the process of baking with it. So as soon as I knew that I was interested in that topic, I went to the professionals. I went and looked up accounts. I went and watched YouTube videos and I went and read different things. And I put myself in a place of who was the professional that knows this, that can teach me how to do it. And then from there, when I was done reading it, was I a professional sourdough baker? No. Had I made a loaf already? No. I had just finished reading it. But from there, you say, okay, what is the first step that I can now take to get on my way of doing this? And I think that that could be an encouragement for somebody too, is just because you hire the professional or because you want to do something, don't be upset. Don't be ashamed of yourself if you don't have results tomorrow. Like, it's going to take time to read the instructions. It's going to take time to know what the ingredients to purchase, to know how to put it together. It's going to take just trial and error. It's going to take the environment. Like, I'm really going hard with the sourdough analogy. But, like, the environment of the climate that you're in, the city that you're in, that affects the dough of the bread. And same thing with clients. Like, the city I'm in is different than where you are. So the way that we are going to market to our clients and serve our clients is going to be a little bit different. But all the more why it's important, I think, to get started with a professional as soon as possible. I also know that working with a professional is most likely going to be an investment. But had I never gone online to read about how to make sourdough because I didn't want to pay for the course, I didn't want to do the thing, everything would still be sitting up in my kitchen right now. Nothing would be made. So at some point, you go, when is the price worth it? Because of the confidence I have in myself that I am going to get this money back. It's not like that money's gone forever. Once you learn the skill, you're making that back tenfold. So there is like that mindset shift of like, this is going to be an investment. We need to put ourselves in a proper place where we are financially secure to do this. But once that happens, I'm like, don't look back. Let's go. Just go for it.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I think both of us in every single pivot we've made. So for our listeners, Morgan and I both were portraits, kind of shifted to weddings, kind of shifted back to portraits. Morgan went more of the branding route. I did a lot of families, but like Morgan in every single one of those pivots, both of us absorbed education. And then even when I entered the educational world to learn more about that, right? Like we didn't stay stuck because Morgan, I remember – I'm going to give a few examples here because Morgan, like eventually I do want to start coaching photographers again who want to add an education. When I had that itch and that friend finally convinced me, you need to start teaching this, Morgan, I didn't tape something together, right? Where I was like, if I'm doing this, it's going to be right. And I'm not just doing this for fun. It also needs to be monetized. I need to make money. And I'm passionate about this. That passion's going to go away if I'm burnt out, if I'm not making anything, if I'm pouring so much in, right? And it's the same with photography. And so I remember hiring that first coach and I remember hiring my first photo coach. And I think Morgan, what, that was like $6,000 a year?
We had the same one. Remember. That sounds
sounds right, right? Yeah. Which was huge for me at the time because I hired her because I wasn't making enough money.
And that was like a monthly call. There was good support. It was a good consistent. It wasn't like an everyday I was talking to her thing, but it was a consistent, okay, how are we doing?
Check in. Sure.
Can I be honest? Can I be so real with you right now?
Please do.
Those days were the most transformative of my life. Like it got me to where I am today. But holy cow, I hated being on calls having to talk about finances because here's the thing, photographers and any small business owner of any kind, if you don't know your numbers, you will fail. Right. And I don't like numbers. I like seeing big numbers, but I don't want to be in the nitty gritty of like, okay, this month, this is how much we had to come in for families. And this is how much we had to come in for headshots. And okay, well, what is our goal? Okay, well, what should our average be then? If we want to make this much and we're making this much, where's the gap? How do we fulfill it? All the right conversations to have, but were very difficult for me. What I'm saying is it never would have happened had I not had someone go, hey, Morgan, how are you doing today? Okay, great. Open your Google Sheets and let's talk through your numbers today.
Yeah,
and
I get that.
That was so good for me to learn that because that is then what fueled me of like, all right, got to get in my 10 sessions this month because this is what I'm going to
– I got to do it.
Or I've got to start selling more products and up my goal. And if I can do that, I can do 5 sessions this month. But like knowing where you are so that you know what you have to do. Because none of us are out here trying to get – well, maybe there are some photographers out here trying to get 500 plus sessions in a year. The Lord be gracious to you and shine upon you. I love that for you. That's not my journey. I am – how can I have maximum effort with quality results serving my people the best? I want to have as many as possible, but I'm not going to kill myself. And knowing my numbers and my coach teaching me that has gotten me on that track to like now I know who I can serve, how I can serve them, and how to move forward so that I am having fun and making money.
And Morgan, I remember so much like when I was getting going, basing my pricing on my competition. I literally would like creep on their Instagrams, go on their website and be like, well, what are they charging? And like, well, I can't charge as much as them. They're a husband and wife team and there's two of them. And like, there's one of me and I, and this person dresses super nice and is super whatever, Southern and X, Y, and Z. And I'm not them. So I should be a little below her, but I'm better than her over there. So I should be a little bit above her. And then Morgan, I realized there's a lot of really broke photographers out there. And I see so many photographers basing their pricing off of their quote unquote competition when I'm like, they might be making no money and they might not need to, right? Like, it's not a diss to them. It's like, it might just be for fun to them. And they say, well, Krista, I can't charge that or in my area. And it's like, no, stop limiting yourself, right? Like there's people who value photos everywhere. There's people, Morgan, in rundown minivans carrying a Louis Vuitton bag. Why? Because they value it. Yeah. And so back to your sourdough example, like I think this is really cool, Morgan. We actually added into our program a
sourdough
audit.
Kit. Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad.
That's from Morgan. But we started adding in this really cool pricing audit. And what it is I actually have a coach that helps me coach with an Uncapped. She's so wonderful. And so she loves numbers, right? Like she's like that our coach that loved it. And I have a grasp of numbers, obviously, because I grew a business. But like I am not necessarily as passionate about it as she is. And so – and I joke with her about it because she's so passionate. And we actually have our students fill out a form. And it's actually, Morgan, pretty in-depth. Why? Because what you want to make depends on your goals, right?
Yeah.
And also like what your expenses are. So we're coaching a girl in California right now, right? Her expenses are going to be way different than the girl I'm coaching in Florida. Like it's going to look really, really different. Right. Someone with a studio, that can look different. So she actually asks for all of that info. It's not just like, yeah, your pricing looks great or, oh no, it's too high or it's too low. But it's like you actually need to like really, really think that through, right? And I had someone one time on a call, Morgan, be like, well, I'm going to charge way less than you, Krista. I don't have the costs or expenses you have. And it's like, you still have costs and expenses. And if nothing else, your time, right?
Yeah. Also, why would you just give up profit? Like, that's just free money then. Oh, if you don't have those expenses, that's going right back into your pocket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, Morgan, like, again, back to the sourdough, back to hiring a coach to fast track it. If someone has it laid out ahead of me, that is why I have jumped in. I have spent 10, I have spent 20, I have spent 30,000 in a day, like painful, obviously it wasn't just for one day of coaching, on coaches. And I've seen that back over and over and over again. And Morgan, it's not just dropping a ton of money on a coach, right? It's not go out there and find the most expensive coach. You're going to get that result, but it's finding someone who is the direction that I know I need to head.
Yeah. And it is interesting because when you make that kind of investment, that lights a fire under you.
I
just paid this money. You better believe I'm going to spend my life learning this. Yep. And I like everyone listening, we have all paid $5 for a course. We've all paid $19 for a course. We've maybe even paid $150 for a course. And have you started that course? Have you finished that course? I know that I have
from it. Like,
have you gotten results from it? And I'm not knocking those courses. I think that there's a place for them.
But I have so many sitting there. Yeah.
Right. But my point is that course, that $5 course could have exceptional content in it. But because it didn't draw you in because it was such a low barrier, you might be like, oh, I'll get to it next week. And then you never get to it.
I agree.
If that same course was $5,000, you are marking out time that you're like, all right, what am I doing to
show up,
see results here?
Yeah. I've seen that in myself too, Morgan, where like I remember when I paid 30 grand, that was the highest I'd ever paid for a coach. And that was for education when I was working on building that up. And I had, you better believe I had that number in my head. I brought that back in 2 months because I was like, I know what I spent on this. I will see this back as soon as I possibly can.
That's so good.
Yeah, I agree. And Morgan, it does make me always, whenever I have someone sign on for Uncap and they maybe just toss their card across the table or whatever, like it's not in person, but you know what I'm saying? Very figuratively. Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Send me the invoice. I'm like, hey, I want to make sure you know you need to show up for yourself to get results. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. There's no perfect time to sign on for coaching. I have an episode that talks about that. But like there's no perfect time, right? But like no matter when, you can decide to make time to show up for yourself. And that's those are the students who get those big results. And I have people ask me, like, does this not work for some people? And I said, yeah, sadly, I can't drag everyone through. And trust me, I've tried to do the work for people.
Yeah.
And sadly, it doesn't work. And that's why like even the coaches I've hired, Morgan, that I've had huge success with, like huge success. I've talked to those coaches. Even our first coach, I remember she would actually send people to me like to chat with them if they were thinking about giving up, right? Mm. Why did it work, Morgan, for you and I and not for others, right? Mm. I'm going to go as far to say you and I did the work, right? We showed up. We didn't give up. We asked our questions. We didn't stay stuck.
Yeah.
And so I would say if you're ready to do that, if you're ready to fast track, but more than that, you're ready to show up for yourself. It's not a time thing. Oh, I finally have time. You're never going to have time.
Right.
But you are committing to show up for yourself. I would say you are a perfect candidate for higher level, higher ticket coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to like pause and say how much I admire that about you, Krista, because I do feel like you are like you're very intuitive. And I've had so many conversations with you where you're just like, hey, Morgan, here's what I'm thinking. And then you like say – and I feel like I said that so much like you. Hey, Morgan, here's what I'm thinking. And then you go right into this like brand new idea and I'm always like, yeah, I think that sounds great. And you're like, okay, cool. I think I'm going to try it. And then literally within 48 hours, you have 6 Instagram stories of like, I'm launching this if you're interested. And oh, I'm my like, word. Dang, she went for it. But no, I just think like – You are just so driven and you put your mind to it, but like it is such in a service way, like it is helping so many people. And that is what I love about you and your education courses and your coaching right now is I have seen your girls. I have been in the Zoom webinars with the girls that are in your –
Yeah, Morgan has spoken to them and I sent you that review. Like you've made also, a difference in them.
And they're precious. I love them. There's a couple dudes in it too. It's not all women. So dudes, you can join too.
We have one guy, Matt. We love him.
Yeah, Matt. Shout out to Matt. Way to go. We love that. But seeing like – and the type of people you're bringing in too, I mean, that just speaks highly to who you are as a person and a business coach. So I think you're crushing it. But yeah, I echo everything you're saying because to be extremely candid, Krista and I have talked about this. You know, I'm at the point where I love – taking photos, I'm also kind of like, okay, where do I go with this? What do I do? I love my in-person. I love serving my clients. And I've gone a lot in the podcasting route, which has been super fun for me. I really enjoy it. It's something – it's still technical, which I kind of know and I like, but it's different enough. Yeah. And it gets me talking to people. And, you know, I've shared this with your classes before of like I just love networking. I love connecting with people and how I've been able to – form that back into my photography. Yeah. And that's really neat too. Because it's like, do I go the education route? Do I go the coaching route? Do I go the XYZ route? I don't know. Someday if I wanted to, I could. And that's awesome. I love that I can do that. But then kind of just seeing like how you and I were at forks in the road and you went the coaching route and I went podcasting first. And just to see you can still make that profitable for your business. It's just all about intention and it's about motivation and it's about service. Right. And if you, whatever you're doing, if you wanted to start a sourdough baking thing in your city, you can use that to bring in clients for your photography. Whatever you want to do, you can make it work to add in to help teach others. And it's just cool to see. I mean, one of the first things you said when we first started recording is we are truly uncapped. Like we can go anywhere we want. And that's the beauty of getting to this place of, I would say skill level, I would say experience, I would say time, people investing in us. It just allows you the freedom to then go wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
So don't view it like an investment as, okay, well, if I make this investment, if I hire the coach, if I go this route, it's going to just get me the money. It's going to just get me the time. yeah, it'll get you those things. It really will if you put in the work. But beyond that, it's going to give you the freedom to do other things that bring you joy that then if you want can come back to serve you with your business.
Oh, I love that. And Morgan, I think it's like going off of that, I think it makes sense why you have pivoted into Morgan has, and Morgan, I don't want to give away anything you don't want to give away, but you do have multiple income streams coming in, some from photography with a few different things. You know, I think of the drone business, I think of XYZ. Obviously branding is almost kind of different than like this over here. Like you are very business minded now, your podcast, I know you're now monetizing that. Like you are very business oriented. And Morgan, I'm going to be really honest with you. Can I say something very blunt that I think will ruffle some feathers?
Go for it.
Oh, Morgan, shut us off. You know, that step into being full service as a photographer, hitting that point at shoot and burn to say, this doesn't make sense. Sorry, my daughter squealed in the background. She agrees. Like hitting that point where like, this does not make sense. This is not, I'm going to be super straightforward. This is not a sustainable way to run a business doing shoot and burn. This is not going to work out long term. This is not the volume I want to be doing for this amount of money or a little volume for this little amount of money in the next 5 years. And there's going to be a cap on this. Hitting that point, okay, I think is what really kind of separates a lot of photographers. And I do see the girls that I coach in that upper level, Morgan, going now to start other businesses and they have other ventures. And I'm not saying the moment they became uncapped, like everything changed for them, but I think it's that type of person who knows and sees business-wise and can take a good look at themselves and past what feels good and more of the numbers, right? Which is what our coach helped us with of like, Chris, it doesn't really matter how you're feeling. If you're not making money or hey, you're feeling down, you did really well this month. Like what's going on? And moving past that and saying this needs to be sustainable. And it's like a switch flips where there's no going back. Like once that switch flips and you say, I'm going to take myself seriously. I'm going to run a business that makes money and I'm going to run it like an actual business that's focused on service, right? Like the sky is the limit. And I do think that switch in our brains and our education is why we've taken off, right? Why I did build a multiple six-figure educational business within like a year, why you have now monetized so many other things that you're doing, right?
Yeah. It does speak to like the entrepreneurial spirit of that person. And we're not saying that you have to then start 10 businesses, but it does give you the freedom to have that as an option. It also just gives you the freedom. I think we were talking this before we pressed record, Krista, of just like, the freedom it gives you to do anything. Like it doesn't even have to come back to your business. I was talking to Krista about before we press record, I'm just working on some different podcasting things. And I spent probably 3 hours yesterday just watching YouTube videos, learning how to connect my podcast to YouTube, learning how to get video on YouTube and like doing that whole thing. Okay. I would not have been able to do that. One, if I was in a 9-to-5, if I was caught, I would have gotten in trouble.
Totally.
But I had the time to do that. Like yesterday was my day that I was like, today is my podcasting day. And I had the flexibility to do that because I didn't have a session. I didn't have a reveal session. I was caught up on everything. I'm not doing 20 sessions in a month. So I had the freedom to take time to do that. But then what's cool about it, and I don't know if this is me just being an extrovert or an entrepreneurial person or what, but then it's like, okay, I actually really love this YouTubing and I love this podcasting.
Yeah.
Now how can I monetize this?
Yes.
And so it just kind of opens the door. Even when I first started podcasting, I wasn't initially thinking money. I just wanted to connect with people. But now it's like, okay, actually, how can we? It's 2024. We can monetize anything. And I'm not saying Morgan, that you should be burnt out getting money from everything, but also if you're good at something and you enjoy it, there ought to be a stream coming in.
And that's the point you hit with photography, right? Like you loved it. You were passionate about it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, got to ramp this up. Like go full time. Moving to a new city. What can I do here? Like you did the same. It's like the exact same thing. I think that's what people don't realize. Like building a business is building a business. The tools you're going to learn from becoming full service, the people skills you take with you, sales runs the world. right? Mm. I have students who join. They're like, oh, I'm afraid of selling. And I'm like, you're selling now. You're hiding behind an email, but you're still, yeah. if you're running a business, you're
Guess
selling
what?
Once you have a sales team.
You get in that car, you're selling that car. You put on clothes, yeah. you're selling those clothes.
Yep.
You wear a perfume, yep. you're selling that perfume. You are yeah. a walking billboard, whether you want to be or not.
yeah. Man, I loved the passion here. Okay, so Morgan, we'll wrap this up.
We will I don't know where that came from. That was like a fire within me.
Coaching. Went to invest in coaching and sourdough.
I think that this was great.
Thank you again for joining us for the Uncapped Photographer Podcast. If you loved this episode, be sure to subscribe. Want to connect further? Give us a follow on Instagram @Krista_Renee. See you next time.